אשריכם בני עלייה. מוזר מסירס נפש. In a very special time like this, את צורה היליאקו וממני לשע, that אלך יידן עוסקים בפרנוסה ובתוירה ובתמיכס תוירה, you find the time to come to the Yarchi Kaloa in the Yeshiva Smir and to renew your batteries, recharge your batteries, to go weiter, each one from the country, the town where he lives. שיהיה לחיזוק גודל, וזה באמת קידוש השם. We're living in a very difficult time, big nesuiness all around, in Ruchnias, in Gashmias. We don't have to go into details. And everyone is fighting to keep alive, to keep alive in Ruchnias, to keep alive in Gashmias. It's not an easy time at all. So where does the solution lie? The solution lies in the fact that we have to know who we are and what we are and what is expected of us. And this we learn in a very clear way in this week's Sedra. Yaakov Avinu, on his way now after 14 years of learning Bas Mother Gedoyla in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, Havayez Dabaye Ve'rova, and he's on his way now to look for a shidduch, and he knows what this implies. His father said, his mother told him, Lech padena aram el beti ve'el mishpachti. And he knows Lavan and Psuel, these are gangsters. They are the mafia of the generation. Now he has to go and deal with these guys and then get all involved in choosing a wife and building a Jewish home and bringing up children. It is not an easy feat at all. Especially for a young yeshiva bacha after 14 years of hasmoda, he's totally immersed in Torah and Ruchnias. He doesn't see himself fitting in any of all of this. And he knows, he understands that his this getting married is not just look for a nice girl that suits you and get married. No. What's expected of him is to build Klal Yisrael, to give birth to 12 Shvatim. That's a big achrayas. That's why when his father and mother told him, Lech Padena Aram, and about 6 or 7 psukim, says, Vayelech Yaakov Padena Aram, and he didn't go to Padena Aram. He made a detour and went to Sheva Evel and learned for 14 years. I often say 7 years for Leah and 7 years for Rochel. He has to build 2 Yiddish stubs, Leah and Rochel. So he learned 14 years. Okay, but still now he's on his way to get married. And he's all mixed up. What is life about? He knew it's a Daf Gemara. Everything boils down to a Daf Gemara. Hashem takes care of Parnosa. Everything is min hashamayim. We sit and learn, Hashem gives us the brachas and we go weiter. All of a sudden, no, he knows he's going to have to work hard. He's going to have to work for these 2 wives 7 years and 7 years with these crooks. with the sheep, and all these worldly matters, which he has no hasagas for them. He doesn't know what it means, all of this. So Hashem taught him in this dream that he fell asleep in the Makom HaMikdash, and he showed him a Sulam Musav Arsa V'Rosho Magiya Shamayma. He taught him what is expected of a Yid. A Yid must know, yes, our feet are on the ground. We need Parnasa. We need to be involved in the world. We cannot run away from this. We have to get married, have children, with all the nisyanos of life. But beyond that, Nishmas Yisrael is like a ladder going up all the way up to Hashem. So we're connected to Hashem. Veroshom magia shamayma. And here is the big lesson he was taught. The lesson is, the avoider of Klal Yisrael is to be mehapich gashmias to ruchnias. A yid works for a living. Say that. He has to be honest. He has to keep his word. Everything has to be correct. Al pi halacha. For sure. But above all, you have to understand that the purpose of earning a living is not that to have lechem lechol beged delbosh, to exist physically. It's to, you need finances to, for your children to learn in good moistness, so you can pay for their chinuch and all their needs and all their necessities, and then you want to mechaved your wife, you want to give tzedakah, do chesed, be connected in building Torah in the world. There's a lot to do. So everything ends up v'rosho magia shamayma. Klal Yisrael are a very special creation of Hashem, the most special creation. The world was created for Torah and Yisrael. What is Yisrael? Klal Yisrael are ruchni. We're a spiritual nation. And a spiritual nation, our whole existence is l'mayla mederech ha-teva. By us there's no teva. Nothing is normal by us. It's all ruchnis. So, right now, there's a war going on in Israel. Yidden are being killed. Blood is being spilled. And we have to find solutions to be marbes chus. Now, if we were a normal, physical nation, where everything is tevadik, everything comes teva, okay, you have to find ways to give them food and clothing and encouragement. Okay. But that's not what they're really expecting of us. Those who have a connection with the front line know that these young men are begging, please learn for us. Daven for us. We need this chus of Torah. We know that only Torah can save us, nothing else. We see the miracles. The peer up, the guys up in the, you know, the higher circles of the government, they'll say, yeah, we have the best generals, the best army, we have the most sophisticated ammunition, even the atom bomb, we have it all. But the front line know, they see the miracles every day. That the existence is a miracle. And how does it come about? Through ruchnias. Who has to supply the ruchnias? We have to. The Bnei Torah, the Olam HaTorah. Huh? The Elech HaYidin of Klal Yisrael, who support Torah. Oh, And it's like that in everything we do. Everything we do, we have to make first the cheshboines of ruchnias. When we think we want to buy a house, want to buy a house? Okay, you have to choose a good neighborhood. We'll have elecha, neighbors, good people. Will be a good example. It'll be good. Good influence on you, on your children, on your wife. Without these basics, in Israel, you can come to Israel and assimilate. The areas in Israel today they have no connection with Torah and mitzvahs and with respect for Torah, respect for Bnei Torah. But if we want to have, if we want to give strength to Klal Yisrael, we need Schusim. Schusim is Ruchnias. That's what Hashem expects from us, and that's what Klal Yisrael is expecting of us. And we have to supply it, and that's the way to help. More Torah, more mitzvahs, more chesed, more Ahavas Yisrael, more zikui harabim. As I'll say, kol ha-mizakeh is harabim, en chet ba'al yado. A person who is involved in zikui harabim, he can't sin. En chet ba'al yado. It's impossible for him to sin. He's mizakeh harabim. So this is what is our duty. And this is what we have to do at a time like this. And this is what, Baruch Hashem, you all are doing. You left your families, you left your businesses, you came to Eretz Yisrael at a difficult time, and you're giving, and you're showing, above all, that you know for a fact that the Metzias of Klal Yisrael is Ruchni. And what's expected of us to deliver now is Ruchnias, Torah. I'm sure that each one here, when he goes back, I'm sure it's always like that. They take with them the chizuk from Eretz Yisrael, from Shiva Smir. Just by the way, can anyone explain the metzias of Yeshiva Smir? How can such a place exist? It's impossible. Logically, no. 6,000 Talmidim with a huge budget. Every month you have to pay. Avrechim, they have families, 8 kids, 10 kids, have to eat. They have to eat every day. So it's like minimum of 80,000 mouths eating every day. Make a cheshbon. Where does the money come from? It's a nest. The Klal Yisrael know why they're here. What's expected of them? You have to support Torah. Lehagdil Torah v'lehadira. And this is the only way to that we can deserve divine protection, si'ata dishmaya, and see miracles. Of course, we see miracles on a daily basis. We live here. And people ask me, aren't you fearful? You're living in a war zone. You have every day missiles zooming over your heads. So I tell them, that's not no big achievement. I live here. My home is here. My yeshiva is here. My kids are learning here. There's no other option. Who are the real crazy people? These are people like you. Americans. Mishugoyim mamish. How many of you have your sons learning in Eretz Yisrael? How many of you are sending your daughters to seminars in Eretz Yisrael? Almost everyone. How can you do it? It's a war zone. Who can guarantee? But you have no shilas. You know, Eretz Hashem, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Ota Mereshit Hashana Ad Harit Hashana. Every minute of the year, Hashem is Mashgiach B'Hashgacha Protis, and on all the Eden of Klal Yisrael who live here. We live a spiritual existence, a miraculous existence. And we see the miracles happening every day, every hour. The Kiyum HaToira and the Kiyum of all the yeshivas, I'm not very good at mathematics, not even a businessman, but I would assume the amount of moistness we have in the world today, I mean, today almost in every town in the world you have a cheder, you have a Beis Yankev, you have yeshiva, ketana, yeshiva gedoyla, you have koilalim, you have shuls, you have chesed organizations, you have hafnosas kala and bikur choilim, all over the world. If someone would calculate, this is why I said you have to be a mathematician or someone understands money, you will see that probably Klal Yisrael and Mibazbez every week $1 billion at least all over the world. $1 billion. By me it's poshet. And here you see the godless of Klal Yisrael. How can all these moistness exist? The moistness in Eretz Israel, the moistness in America, the moistness in Europe, in South America, all over the world today. It costs huge sums of money. Baruch Hashem, Avos Shalom has a small empire, big empire. My budget is $5 million a month. Is it possible to collect $5 million a month? I can tell you, no way. Impossible. It can't be. So how many choivas you have? Say, no choivas. What do you mean? And the yeshiva is growing all the time, increasing. More avrechim, more talmidi, more moistness. We have about 150 kiruv centers all over Eretz Israel, Shalom La'am. We have a seminar for girls in Yerushalayim, Noise Elisheva. Every girl in Yerushalayim, her dream is to get into this seminar, the best seminar. How can we obligate? And I wake up every morning with a new dream. Let's do this, let's do that. My sons and you, Abba, you're going wild. You can't do it. First, let's see who's behind us. Who? Hashem, Ha'oren Noises is Nosav. Hashem carries the moistness. It's not those who are giving a check here and there, they are carrying. Hashem carries and Hashem gives them the money to give. So, we have to know this is our responsibility. Hagdil Torah v'la'adira. The more Torah in the world, the more Kedusha in the world, the more Bali Tshuvas, these things, like once, 50 years ago, I spoke to Hoshe Verov, he's also a Gvir and an Askel, and some Gvirim put together an organization called Oitzara Torah, and they were opening schools. They wanted to protect Jewish communities around the world from assimilation. And they opened many schools, almost in every town in France. They opened in Iran at the time of the Shah. It wasn't, a fanatical Muslim country at the time. They opened up in Morocco. They opened up all over. They spent millions and millions. And he once told me, we're not successful. All these kids learn by us in school. Then they go to university and they meet non-Jewish girls and get married and they assimilate and they're gone. I said, your mistake is you're not showing them an option of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not a Jewish school. Yiddishkeit is a kollel. If every school you set up next door, affiliated with the school, you set up a kollel, and the parents and the young kids see what it means to live Torah. They see an avreich, they see his kids, they see his wife. It changes their whole outlook. All of a sudden, Torah is not just, to learn a few psukim or ma'amare hazal. Torah is a way of life. And this is what we have to show the world, that Torah is a way of life. So for that, we need moizdes. We need more kolilim, more Bnois Yaakov, more yeshivas on a high level. We have to know that we're living in a time of where everything is open. All the riches, all the bad things in the world are on, fast wheels, flying around. We have smartphones and all sorts of gadgets, electronic gadgets. All the tumor in the world is thrown at us. So Torah, one of the Gdolei Israel, a great Mekubal, wrote, in this generation, he wrote 400 years ago, now that the evil is, when we were all in trenches, the old way of warfare was two armies face each other in the trenches. Each one this trench, this trench. But then if one of the armies jump out of the trenches and they're charging to the other guys, if they remain in the trenches, they all be killed. So they also have to jump out and run out and face the enemy and fight. The same thing today. If the evil is on high-speed wheels, running around all over the world, we have to be also high-speed wheels and be everywhere and do what we have to do. L'chazek klal Yisrael, l'hagdil Torah v'la'adira. So, Ashrechem, all of you have come at this time to give more strength, emuna and bitochin, to klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When people see that Yidden from America are all involved in learning Torah, and although they're businessmen and their time is very important, as they say, the first lesson you learn in America is time is money. So time is money. It's not an easy thing to give time. Time, you're giving up business. But you all have emunah and bitochin that when you invest in ruchnias, Hashem takes care of the gashmias. I often say, mashiv haruach umorid hageshem. Our job, lehashiv haruach, to send up ruchnias to Hashem. Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim. If we send up the ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is morid hageshem. He sends down the gashmias. He takes care of our parnosa. He takes care of our health. He takes care of all our needs. We have to only worry about our ruchnias, how to strengthen it more. And as we said, more zikui harabim. It's so encouraging, I'm sure, for people in Eretz Yisrael to see Elach Yidden from America coming here at this time to learn Torah. It's a big chizuk, and this chizuk goes a long way. People hear about it, and they get to understand from this the chashivas of Torah. And mainly, I would say, for you and your families, your children. Efo Abba nasa le'Eretz Yisrael. Ma, yesh eze tiyul, some sort of like a tourist. No! Hu lomed v'yeshivas Mir. Oh, how your children will look up to you. How will they regard you? You tell a kid, learn. Learn. He's not learning. Why is he not learning? Because he sees you, when you come home, you pick up a newspaper or something worse. If he would see you coming in and immediately opening up your Gemara and sitting and learning, then the kids will know this is what's important in life. And here you're not only sitting and learning, you left your homes, you traveled to Israel. At that time of people think danger, I always say this is the safest place in the world. I had hundreds of calls from parents and Bochrim learning in Israel, and girls should we come. It's a Mokum Sakona, people say. I said, this is the safest place in the world. Here we have the Sus of Torah, and Hashem will take care of us, guaranteed. So I want to bless you all. Go from strength to strength. Take home the good messages, what you've heard and seen at Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKidusha, and strengthen the communities, encourage more learning, develop shiurim, develop activity. Don't give peace to the rabbis. Let them work for their parnasa. Every rabbi has to give shiurim every day and to give himself up to his community. Zchus ha-Torah tagen alechem, ishpi alechem brocha ad belidai. Tzchus lerot nachat mikol yotze halatzichem. Yeladim oskim b'teira v'mitzvahs. Smehim, deshenim v'ra'ananim, le'oyrech yomim v'shnos chayim. Amen.